track three, and here are the headline stories, the first of which, boy seven fighting rare cancer. The family of a seven-year-old boy from Newton Abbott, who has an inoperable brain tumour, have launched a fundraising campaign to access new treatments. Aubrey Rothery has been diagnosed with a fast-growing form of cancer, which is incredibly rare, affecting between 20 and 30 children in the country every year. Called a diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, it develops in an area of the brain called the pons, which is responsible for basic functions such as breathing, heartbeat, swallowing, eyesight, and balance. The five-year survival rate is currently only 1%. Aubrey, described as beautiful, cheeky, and energetic, was diagnosed at the end of February. He's currently receiving a course of radiotherapy, which is hoped will slow or stop the growth of the tumour for between 6 to 18 months. His family hopes this will give them time to find a treatment suitable for him in the longer term. A GoFundMe page has been set up with the target of raising £25,000. Pledges have already reached more than £5,000. Dad, Andrew Rothery, said, "Amidst the shock and devastation of this diagnosis, we have all felt incredibly supported by our family and friends and by the wonderful NHS doctors and nurses." The family is looking into new drug trials in the UK, Europe, and the rest of the world. Acupuncture, herbal and mineral remedies, and cranial sacral therapy. Andrew said, "The challenge we face feels huge at the moment, but we live in hope. Hope is what's keeping us going, to keep finding the positives in this very difficult place." In the UK and worldwide, there's a growing push to find a cure for DIPG, which is almost exclusively a cancer affecting children.
Pools awarded funding following successful bid. Four swimming pools in Teignbridge are to receive more than £350,000 of national funding to help them be more energy efficient, reduce their carbon footprint, and be more eco-friendly. The money comes from the second phase of the government's Swimming Pool Support Fund and will benefit pools in Moreton Hampstead, Kingstainton, Ashburton and Dawlish by cutting energy costs. Across the country, more than 300 facilities with swimming pools have been awarded funding. It recognises the threat posed to community and authority-run swimming facilities brought about by sustained energy cost increases over the last 2 years, and to help safeguard them by funding measures to increase energy efficiency, cut bills, and reduce the district's carbon footprint. The success of the local bids, which were coordinated by Teignbridge District Council, represents a major achievement, given the fund was four times oversubscribed, with more than 700 applications nationally. Kingstainton Swimming Pool will receive £121,560 for pool covers and solar panels. Ashburton Swimming Pool will receive £20,200 for speed pumps and to deal with power correction issues. And Dawlish Leisure Centre will receive £168,775, which will be spent on heat recovery to air handling units and solar panels. Executive Member for Open Spaces, Leisure, Sport, Resorts and Tourism, Councillor John Nutley, welcomed the good news. "I congratulate Moreton Hampstead, Kingstainton and Ashburton for the bids they put together, and I'm delighted that their success means that local people will be able to enjoy improved facilities now and in the future," Councillor Nutley said. "I also congratulate our climate change officer and leisure team for the successful bid to improve Dawlish."
Judges praise for medic who faced shotgun. A judge has praised the bravery and calmness of an ambulance paramedic who persuaded a shotgun-wielding patient to calm down and put down the weapon. Paul McElroy summoned an ambulance to his home in Newton Abbott during a mental health crisis, but then tried to take paramedic Keith Edwards hostage at gunpoint. He allowed only one of the two-person crew into his home before slamming the door, before menacing Mr. Edwards with a realistic-looking shotgun. The ambulance man happened to be a former Royal Engineers soldier who had a specialist knowledge of weapons and recognised the gun as an imitation. McElroy demanded that he go back to the ambulance and fetch drugs, which he could use to commit suicide. But Mr. Edwards kept him talking and diffused the situation to the point where he allowed him to leave and surrendered himself to armed police. Judge Peter Johnson praised Mr. Edwards. He said, "He has written an impact statement which is extremely magnanimous. I have not seen a letter like this in relation to such a serious offence before. It reflects great credit on him and on the ambulance service. I paid tribute to him." McElroy, age 43, of Courtney Road, Newton Abbott, admitted possession of an imitation firearm with intent to cause fear of violence and was ordered to undertake 12 months mental health and alcohol treatment requirements, 120 days of alcohol abstinence monitoring, and 20 days of rehabilitation activities. Miss Kelly Shrivner, prosecuting, said the paramedic crew was called to McElroy's home on December the 21st last year, and Mr. Edwards was the first to go inside. Once there, McElroy shut the door and waved the gun in his face. He also saw an axe and baseball bat nearby. Mr. Edwards persuaded McElroy to talk and succeeded in calming him down and agreeing to leave the house without harming himself or anyone else. Miss Layla Javeri, defending, said McElroy is keen to receive help for his mental health problems. She said the other weapons at the house had been left there by someone else and he had no intention of using them.
Inquest into death of a man aged 20. An inquest has been opened into the death of a 20-year-old man found dead in Woodland. Lewis Cleverdon lived in Ipplepen and died in Bradley Woods at Ogwell in March. An inquest in Plymouth was officially opened and heard that Lewis was single and worked as a steel erector. Concerns for his welfare led to searches being carried out to locate Lewis, who was found hanged in the woods. There are no suspicious circumstances. The hearing was adjourned and a full inquest will be held at a later date.
Firefighter recruits come up trumps. A Teignbridge fire crew had cause for celebration this week as two of its recruits came up trumps, passing essential training courses. The crew of Station 27, which is based in Moreton Hampstead, was celebrating the achievements of Ollie Masgray and Joseph Johnson. Ollie passed his initial training course and Joseph passed his breathing apparatus course, which means he is now a fully operational firefighter. "Nice work, guys, and welcome on board at Station 27," a spokesman for Moreton Hampstead Fire Station said.